Hey, 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 this is Candy Taint. How's it going, hot beaners? This is, my name is Three-Way. I'm the host of Candy Taint. I got with me Ben Slammin.
What up?
We're just going to get on here and talk about a crossroads everybody go through, you know, crossroads in their life. And we're just going to break a little down on that real quick, you know, just kind of how to start over and, you know, all the other good shit. Then we're going to talk about St. Patrick's Day a little bit, and then we're going to hit you with some horoscopes of what not to do or what to do on St. Patty's Day to make your St. Patty's Day festival and fun. So sit back, pop a cold one, and enjoy. And join in if you want to. We'll plug you right in if you got something to say. All right. Hey, 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 this is Three-Way. What's up? What's up, Podbeaners?
What's happening?
How's it going, Slam?
It's good, man. How's it going?
Not too bad, man. Not too bad. Glad to be back on here.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, so we're get started here real quick. So, if you ever, Slamming, have you ever been at a crossroads in your life? You know, like...
I've been at many crossroads in my life.
Have you?
Yes.
Really? Really? How many midlife crises have you had, man?
Midlife?
Yeah, yeah.
Just a couple.
Just a couple?
Yeah, we're good.
I think I'm on like three or some shit. I don't know.
I don't have any ear piercings or anything. Like, I don't have a motorcycle, so I must be getting ready to hit the big one here soon.
Well, I got a Prince Albert on this one. Just went all in.
You want? All right.
Hang on. What? What's wrong with that?
The other day I heard something about some people putting implants. Not just a piercing, but implants in their penis.
Implants, like roll balls or what?
Yep.
Like what? How do you do that? Like what? How does that go? Like you put metal in there or what?
I don't know what it is. It's got to be something, I guess, metal. Maybe it's plastic. Maybe it's gel. I don't know.
But gel, like pump it up like that, a fucking...
I guess they cut your penis and put something in there.
Oh, hell. Hell no. Shit. That'd be tough. I'd put like little marbles in there. Be ribbed all underneath in the back,
front, I guess.
Side to side, you know.
Yeah,
you know.
I mean, try to. Oof.
What?
I don't know.
That'd be rough.
I think it'd be rough. I think it'd be rough. Yeah, think about it if you got kicked.
If I got kicked?
Yeah. It hurts already. So, I mean, you got like extra little fucking pebbles in there bouncing around.
Pebbles?
Ouch.
That'd be kind of rough. But I don't know how they do it. I mean, shit, if anyone else knows about. Penis implants, chime in and
jumped off that something. Subject. Shit. I just heard it was something and fucking thought it was weird.
Right.
Mr. Albert.
So yeah, I mean, fuck. If you're getting penis implants, it might be at a crossroads.
That's right.
Might as well put some crossbones and skulls on that bad boy. Right. Yeah. So I would say shit. I'm on my probably third crossroads of my life, but I'm fucking way the fuck out of there now. I mean, I see the light at the end of the tunnel for sure.
Took your left?
Took my left.
Did you take a left?
I took a left this time, and I usually just went straight.
Yeah. Like,
keep it on the straight and narrow.
Keep it on there, yeah.
Fuck yeah. Hell yeah.
You got to divert, bud.
Divert?
Divert.
I don't know. I hope I don't got the herp.
Divert the herp?
Divert the herp. Yeah, so, I mean, just life goes on, dude. I mean, fuck. Everybody's got their ups and downs. It's all about a path you take. In my opinion, you know, everybody has a choice. Life is full of choice. It's either you choose to do this or that. It's not wrong or right. You know, the law may see a lot of choices you make wrong or right.
It's not up to them.
But I mean, fuck, if you want to put, you know, marbles in your cock or, you know, whatever, it's your thing. So.
That's right.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. But well, St. Patty's Day is coming up. You know, I mean, shit, you can make a choice that day.
You can always make that choice.
You're going to make the choice to drink green beer or you're not.
That's
or
right.
You're going to make a choice to go home with a fatty that night or, you
That's
know,
right.
You always wake up and you got to deal with the choice that you made.
Hell yeah. There's always a consequence.
I mean, you could go home with a chick you don't even know and get her pregnant with your marbled packed penis.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Want to go back to my place, play some marbles?
Sure, hell yeah. That's what's up. But fuck, dude. I mean, I don't know. Usually, me on St. Patrick's Day, I like to drink a lot and just party for no reason.
Yeah.
I don't know what St. Patrick's Day is about. Last I heard, somebody said something about like fucking, it's like St. Patty or whoever the fuck this dude was. He's a saint. You know, I'm not Irish. Well, actually, I am somewhere.
Somewhere in there.
But I'm a taco eating Mexican. I mean, taco eating fucking leprechaun, I mean. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, so, yeah, I guess he was a saint. St. Patty was a saint in Ireland or some shit.
Which meant what?
Meant something, and he fucking died, so that everyone celebrated. I don't know.
Whoa.
Maybe it was a bad
dude. This guy was a douchebag.
Yeah, maybe he was a douche. Oh. I don't know. Was he a douche? Anybody know? Anybody out there, Irish people? I drink green beer just to drink it. It really doesn't have any flavor.
Like all night you drink it?
Yeah, and Irish car bombs. I like Irish car bombs. You know what those are?
Yeah, I know what those are.
Yeah.
Disgusting.
You don't like them?
Hell no.
Was it Guinness?
Yep.
Jameson? What else?
Baileys.
Baileys is in there?
Something in there, yeah.
Why did they throw Baileys in there?
I don't fucking know.
You don't fucking know? Why not?
Because I don't drink the shit.
Well, what nationality are you?
I'm Spanish.
You Spanish?
American.
Spanish American.
Probably a little bit of native, you know, because everybody probably has it.
Native?
No. Native to me.
You ever met a native, like a Indian Mexican?
Yeah, they're everywhere.
The females?
Yeah.
They're gorgeous.
Right.
It's like a little bit of red and brown at the same time.
What do you think the Spanish conquistadors did when they invaded Mexico?
With the Navajos?
Oh, damn.
Yeah, so that, I don't know. What do you do on St. Patrick's Day, like when you're not on probation? Slam?
I usually sit in my house and listen to the scanner and laugh.
In the scanner?
Yeah.
What kind of shit happens there?
Oh, just drunk fights and everything. Just, sometimes it's fun to go out, but I don't drink anymore, so it's kind of like, right. It's not fun.
When it's there's fun.
No, it's not, man. You got too many drunk people just acting fools. And
we got any freaking liquor in studio today?
Not that I maybe. Huh? Maybe. Not in here.
I don't know. Oh, shit. I don't know. Maybe I should call up my secretary real quick so if I can get a cold one.
Yeah,
I don't know.
It gets hectic around here, but small town.
So people go to the bars and you celebrate a holiday and nobody fucking knows what it's about.
I'm sure a couple people probably do, but...
Hey!
Yep. Green beer. Green shit.
Like, doesn't Ireland like drink fucking warm-ass beer?
I don't know.
Like when you go to Ireland, you order a fucking Killian's or a fucking...
I think so. I had a buddy that went over there.
Right?
I think he said all their beer was warm, too.
Fuck that. I'll be
like, said it was good, though. Fresh.
It was good.
Fresh, yeah.
Fresh beer is always good.
Right.
But I don't know. They probably don't sell Killians over there. It's probably American.
No, that's what I hear, too. They don't like fucking Guinness.
Guinness?
Yeah.
Well, Guinness is made there, isn't it?
I guess. I don't know.
I don't know. I like Guinness. Like, sometimes. But you would think when you taste Guinness that it has a lot of alcohol content.
It's thick.
It's like less than fucking Bud Light.
Really?
Yeah.
Was it like a 3% beer?
It blew my mind. I'm like, what the fuck? You know?
Mm.
So I threw it in the lake. You know? No, I don't litter. I don't condone littering. So, but, so what's up with your life, Slam? Are you, got any, let me say, a woman in your life nowadays?
Oh, no.
No?
No, I'm at a point in my life, I need to revamp, restart over here. So I'm at a crossroad.
You're at a crossroad.
I've been at a crossroad for a little bit. I'm trying to
make that
right.
I was at a shit show for about 3 years. And so I came into a crossroads when my shit show finally left the scene and still like, was it a shit show? Fucking, you know. We don't got to get into that shit, but then came in like fucking, you know, pretty much, you know, came in and fucking did a bunch of shit and fucking destroyed, fucking put me out of car. So now I'm going to go forward. There's only one way to go, and that's up from here for real. And this is my last crossroads, I must say. My last one.
That's good.
So it's nothing but glory time now. It's my time.
Sunshine and rainbows.
Oh, hell yeah. This will be the third part of my happiness. Time to win.
There you go.
Yep. All I'm going to do is win. And that's my plan. So, but we got a, what, how do you act when you go to the bar? Last time when you went to the bar, how was it? So you said you quit drinking. So
like so when I was drinking?
Yeah.
When I was drinking the last time I went to the bar, I don't really remember being at the bar, bud.
You don't?
No, last time I was drinking, it was by myself driving. So
driving? Did you have an accident?
Yep.
Did you?
Yep.
Oh, shit.
Yep. But I survived, I guess. So yeah.
You guess. All right. Well, don't drink and drive. That's what you're saying. It's bad for you.
It's retarded as well.
I don't go to the fucking bar because when I walk in, that motherfucker, it's just like, I mean, you know, I got to sit. I don't sit my back to the door. I'm always, can't even have a good time. I'm just fucking always watching back, you know. Then I take, you know, I drink a little bit and then some motherfucker be staring at me and fucking, and, you know, I don't know. I give about 2 seconds is all I give it when somebody stares at me. And either they want to fight me or fuck me. So either way, we're going to fight, you know, because I am not, don't play for the other team. And I mean, each to their own. But, you know, if somebody's staring me down, I'm going to fight usually. So I try to keep myself out of there now, you know. So, I mean, I get, you know, I got a short fuse now that I'm at a crossroads, but my fuse is growing a little longer, better decisions.
Yeah.
You know, so there ain't no more bullshit, you know.
I mean, hey, all it is anymore is trouble. So, I mean.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Keep your nose clean.
Yes, I'm trying to keep my nose clean.
Whoa. Oh, a rat just ran in here.
Damn. We just had a, what is that, a fucking chupacabra?
Yeah. What do they call it? Irish rat?
An Irish rat.
A guinea pig?
Oh, a guinea pig. Oh, yeah. Speaking of guinea pigs, I think they eat guinea pig in Portugal.
Yeah, you're right.
Or some fucking island country. I forget.
Papua New Guinea?
No, I met this chick that they eat guinea pig for fucking Thanksgiving.
They eat guinea pig, yeah.
Who the fuck?
They have an abundance of them out there.
So you just raise this thing and then fucking eat it?
No. I mean, I guess you can, like a pig.
Oh, hell, dude, that's fucking...
Or just get it from the store. Then it doesn't have a name.
Well, I would raise the guinea pig and then like, well, fuck, we're going to have to eat Mr. fucking Mr. Pebble or Mr. Marble.
Crossroads, Shane. Crossroads.
Yeah, so
let's change that decision.
Okay, so you want to have guinea pig for St. Patty's Day. I eat corned beef.
I'll have a guinea pig.
I eat corned beef.
Sitting right next to me eating some corned beef.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
Guinea pig. I have to ask my little lady friend if she wants to have a guinea pig for St. Patrick's Day. See how that goes. She's really picky.
Go to the store and say, hey, I need three of those. Are they going to be ready by St. Patty's Day?
She'll be like, no, I fucking think we need to have like a fucking, like a native African squirrel.
Do we eat those medium rare or do they need well done?
Oh, fuck. I don't know. I think you would eat it probably well done. Like, kind of like a raccoon.
It's a rodent, so I mean.
You got to cook the fuck out of those nasty little things because they could just. What the fuck? That sounds like a dinosaur.
There's our chupacabra.
Yeah, we got a fucking big, big rodent problem in our studio, but that's all right.
Oh, yeah.
That was Rico. He's a Mexican native from deep.
He comes up every now and then.
Yeah, he just shows up, motherfucker. We don't pay him. He just comes around and breaks shit usually. Sometimes we got to thump him a little bit, but that's all good. So, on my next subject here, I mean, everybody likes horoscopes, right?
I don't look at mine, but yeah.
You believe in that shit?
Nope.
You believe in like fucking, what do you call it?
Predetermined.
Like
predetermined destiny?
Yeah, like you like look at your horoscope and like, oh fuck, you're gonna make your day, live your day the way that someone else said you're gonna live it?
No, I don't believe in it.
I really didn't believe in it much until I actually heard it like every day, and then like there's a lot of times this shit fucking matches up.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, really? I mean, it's all about manifesting. You know, if you put positive energy out, are you gonna get positive energy back?
No, that's not true.
So if I'm like, you know what, fuck, my life is gloom and doom, I'm just gonna be grumpy and pissy all the time, then what kind of fucking, you're putting that energy out in the fucking world, you're gonna get it back. It's gonna be shit. Yeah. Shit show, you know? Really.
That's true, but I mean, also, you can be a very positive person and only get shit on.
Yeah, but if you're still putting positive energy out there, eventually it's supposed to come back.
When?
I don't know, probably late spring, you know, April, you know, when it rains. You got rain, what does May bring you? April showers may bring shit.
Shit.
That's not good.
No, I know.
But what I'm going to do now with my life is let go of the bad energy and be like, fly south. Fly south. So that was too loud, Rico. You need to tone it down, guy. You got a control over there. But yeah. So we'll get started. These horoscopes, we could do little one-liners for. So let's see. We got a horoscope guru here. My chakras are blocked. I can't really chime too much into it. I need to find a wizard. A wizard that's going to, I don't know what they're called, a shalom. You know what a shalom is?
No, absolutely not. Is that somebody burning some weed or what?
Sounds like a rousing. Oh. Or it sounds like a fucking cheap ass cigarette. Like a fucking what is those called? Nates?
Yeah. Nats or Nates?
Yeah. All right. We'll get started. I will start off with Capricorn.
Oh god, here we go.
Capricorn ends December and starts the year off. So Capricorns. I've met a few. I've dated one. My mother's one. So I'm a Taurus, so I'm kind of bullheaded, so it's either we get along or we fucking are enemies. There's like no in between. I don't have any acquaintances. Either cool or you're not in my book. I mean, there's no in between. So, I mean, you're either fake or what?
What? Don't be fake.
I'm not fake. I'm the realist.
I'm not telling you. I'm saying everyone else out there.
Okay. Whoa. Was that loud? All right, here we go. Capricorn. Let's see. Let's pull this up. All right. Capricorn, your St. Patrick's Day can start off very rough. You feel like it's not going to be a good day, but if you put positive energy back into a relationship or a status of a friend status. Ooh, somebody got friend zone. Capricorn, if you're friend zone, it says here that you must stay on your path and do not take any, I repeat, any drinks, any stranger. That just says
that doesn't sound very fun.
That sounds like date rape. So Capricorn, you need to watch out for date rape, male or female. So keep out one eye open and you're back to the door. Enjoy your holiday, Capricorn.
Right.
All right. That's your turn, Slam. Back to Aquarius.
Aquarius. All right. For St. Patty's?
Yeah. How's Aquarius going to... How's the St. Patrick Day for an Aquarius?
Drink a lot of water before you go out to the bar. You're going to have a horrible next day.
Oh. So they're going to need the hydrate thing?
Yeah, it's Aquarius. Isn't that it?
Aquarius drink a lot?
Yeah. They're, what? January through fucking February.
That's a fucking depressing year, especially to have a baby.
Just straight, yeah.
I don't want to ever have an Aquarius. I try to take a dirt nap during that time.
That's like everything leading up to Valentine's Day. So, I mean, you think about it, your whole fucking, if you don't have anybody in your life that you want to celebrate Valentine's Day.
Yeah. That was a bad stretch for me for a while. I'm not an Aquarius. I got put on the fifth floor of the hospital a couple years back. I fell and hit my head.
That place is beautiful.
Yeah, it's cool. So the Aquarius, stay hydrated for St. Patrick's Day. Everything will go your way. Probably run into your new love of your life. Probably get dumped 3 months later and then be dead. So stay hydrated. All right, Pisces. That's where we're in right now, right? Pisces. Is Pisces a fish? Another water, aquatic horoscope.
I think so. Is that?
Yeah, I don't know. So Pisces, this says, also start your day with a big breakfast. Healthy, though. And it says, drink plenty of water, vitamin C, because you may run into, what the fuck? You may run into some bacteria. Okay, is the Pisces like shroom hunters or something?
Oh, it sounds like they're going to.
Yeah, just say
they're going to get the clap.
The clap, yeah. Pisces, stay away from, pack the plastic, Pisces. It just says stay hydrated and do not go to the bar. Stay home with a certain someone and watch a movie. Irish or not, the bar is not a place for you to be. So just be aware of bacteria. Wow. Wow, that was kind of weak.
Watch out for that bacteria.
Yeah, just eat some fucking mushrooms. I suggest if I was a fish, I would fucking drink at home and eat mushrooms and maybe lock myself in a bathroom. I don't know. Sounds like a good time.
That does sound like a good time.
Oh, yeah. It's awesome. And say,
bye, Felicia.
That's right.
To,
bye, Felicia.
To bacteria. Yeah, okay. Next, we got Aries.
Aries, this is mine, actually.
Ooh, all right.
So I'm going to go back to the mentality of...
of an Aries.
Of when I was drinking. Okay. For St. Patty's, I'll read this, you know.
Okay.
It'll be quick, trust me.
Okay. That's all right.
When you wake up...
yeah?
Start drinking.
Start drinking immediately.
Your day is going to be rough. At the end of the day, you're going to meet... the perfect one.
Okay. By the end of the day?
You're going, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it says you're going to be drinking Killian's and Goldschlager.
Goldschlager.
With the one you're supposed to be with.
Okay.
You will not wake up with her.
Oh, so you're going to drink Goldschlager with her?
You're going to get fucked up and gone. Gone dirty.
Oh, shit. Damn,
That's crazy. That's the life of an Aries, because we're hard-headed, we just start getting drunk, and then we're wasted, and we run away.
Right.
I mean, not run away, our mind is just blank after that. Blackout.
Blackout drunk.
Blackout. Sorry, I was a heavy drinker.
Oh. Okay, well, I am next, the Taurus. The Taurus, that's my sign right there. My sign is a Taurus. Bullheaded. So let's see what it says. Taurus, your day will start with
my mind's telling me no.
And just make sure you're gonna wake and bake next to a fine female. And you're gonna know everything's right. Everything's gonna be great. It's gonna be the best year of your life.
Just my headphones.
So your day will be blessed with an abundance of love, happiness, and lots of beer. And you're gonna wake up in somewhere where you never woke up before. So that could go either way. So
yeah,
you know. So it's your choice, man or woman. Make the right choice to swing your path and get you out of this crossroads. The light has been turned on, Taurus. It's your choice.
I like
to keep
that one.
To keep it on. But your clothes don't have to be on. Message 3.26 out.
Message. See, I like that because, you know, as an Aries, I don't have a choice. I just get drunk and fall asleep wherever. Wake up either alone right. or with somebody I don't want to be with.
You do?
I did.
How often do you do that?
I did. Not now.
No?
Was in until I hit a crossroad.
Oh, you woke up with someone you didn't want to be with?
A couple times.
Who's that?
There's no names, buddy.
No names. No names?
No, this is back in the day.
I've only woke up next to somebody I didn't like freaking for 13 years, really.
I'm not saying that it was a one-nighter.
Oh. Yeah. It's 13 years, or probably... 7 of the 13, I woke up to see that Buckin was not my friend. Was not my pal. Not my confidant.
But that's gone.
It is. It's gone. I'm at a crossroads, so that's like in the back. Looking back, you know.
Yep. Take that turn and stomp that gas. Don't look back.
Yeah. Fuck no. I'll never look back. Like that song, what is it, by T.I. and Justin Timberlake? Old means dead and gone, right?
Yeah.
That's definitely the truth. But why don't they ever go south in that song?
What do you mean? Why not?
It says, I look to the west, see nobody by my side. Look to the east.
Because they are in the south.
See nobody by my side. Look to the north. I see the Vikings. Whatever. The Northmen. But, so why don't they look south?
I don't know.
You know why?
Should we ask them?
I know why.
Why?
Because they're not looking back.
Oh, deep.
Deep. Hell yeah. That's what's up. That's the only thing I can think of why that would be.
I don't know. I guess I don't really remember that song, so.
You don't? I wonder if I have it here. But, we're about out of time. We will finish Gemini, Cancer, fuck Cancer. And
fuck Cancer.
Yes, blue. No, Cancer's okay, I guess. I know one Cancer I like. Leo, Virgo, Libra, Scorpio, Sagittarius. And we'll have a special guest on our next episode that will. She's a guru in this stuff. She believes in it. She studies it. And it is actually the shit that she says actually has come true quite often. So we can fork up enough cash, we can get her on the show.
Wow.
You know? Her name is Mystic is her name. That's what she goes by. Okay. But she is a horoscope guru. So on that note, this is kind of our first show back on, so bear with us. So hopefully we can get a little more engagement next time and get some pockets. Come out to those pockets with some golden beans, players. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
But for 3-Way and Ben slamming, we're going to let you go because I got an appointment at 2 o'clock. So.
Wah, wah, wah.
Right? Podbeaners, do your thing. Stay up and come out those pockets for those golden beans. Peace.
Peace.
What the fuck? Rico. Hit that shit. What? Rico, where's he at?
Cause I just got stolen from a crazy bitch. I chase your ass back like I don't fuck with you. You little stupid ass bitch, I ain't fucking with you.
Ben slamming, candy paint perpetrator number one. Thank you.
PJ 3-Way, the Candy Taint You.
Peace.